Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Never mind Channel 9, Channel 876-54321. That is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and the top five items. I suppose we'll get to some of those. The top item that people seem to be talking about this morning are the shootouts, but it was one shootout, nine people dead. This business on Monday, it seems every weekend, whether the weather is good or it isn't, we have these sorts of things going on. Nine people.
This one's crazy, though.
It is crazy. Molly, why don't you bring us up to date on what actually happened, and then we try to figure out how the quick end of the story is that there are so many crazy people in the world, we don't really understand what we're up against to a point. But anyway, this is at a small restaurant in Waco, Texas.
Right, and there were several rival motorcycle gangs. They went to what?
That's just funny, I'm sorry.
Rival motorcycle gang.
How 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these gangs have not really progressed much since the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
This is their lifestyle. This is what they do. I've gone on a couple rides with the Hells Angels, and this
really?
Is, yeah. I had
of course
a,
you have.
Under what circumstances?
I've ridden Harleys most of my life.
Yeah.
And I rode when I was in San Antonio, and I had a bike when I was moved back to Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
and met up with them out on the road and did a couple rides with them.
Tell the story, and then this is so crazy, but go ahead, tell the story.
Okay, no, well, that's the story. Anyway, my point is, back to this story, as you mentioned, nine bikers dead, 18 others injured. They met up. It was apparently started out as a problem in the parking lot in the afternoon, and gunfire erupted right after 12 o'clock outside the Twin Peaks restaurant where members of the different motorcycle gangs were gathered.
Twin Peaks, wasn't that David Lynch's?
It's a TV show, but basically it's like Hooters. It's another version of Hooters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. All right. Who'd make that comparison but Rich?
I read it yesterday. I'm like, Twin Peaks, what is this? What is this? And then they basically said scantily clad women, and then I remembered that there's another brand of Hooters restaurants out there.
Okay, got it. So, anyway, there were firearms, obviously, on these gangs, which there usually are. I don't know that there's much more to tell. This happens at a lot of these areas where, yeah, Rich?
Three crazy takeaways here.
Uh-huh.
Number one, the law enforcement knew about this meeting because mm-hmm. the gangs were getting together to try and work out turf and recruitment rules and agreements between all of them. So the restaurant basically says to law enforcement, we don't want you in our restaurant. You guys stay back. And
to both the groups?
The law, the Twin Peaks restaurant, was called by law enforcement and said, this is going to be happening.
But did they say to both of these motorcycle gangs, you're not allowed, we're not welcome in the restaurant?
No,
there were multiple gangs.
They told the police to stay away.
Oh.
Because they were afraid that if the police came, that it would turn into this whole big thing. Well, look what happens when the police don't come, right? Another thing that's crazy about this is my brother's in a motorcycle gang. Okay, my brother makes a lot of money, has a $50,000 Harley, and all of his buddies are doctors and stuff like this. And they
that's not a gang.
Exactly.
A bunch of professionals who like to ride motorcycles on the weekend.
That's what Harley gangs have become, though. Harley gangs have become because Harleys are big money now.
Those are groups. groups of people who ride motorcycles together, and they spend tons of money dolling up their bikes, and they go out on rides on the weekends. That's different than a motorcycle gang. These are motorcycle
gangs. Who knew that motorcycle gangs even existed anymore?
Oh, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched that television show that had Ron, what's his face, and what was that called?
Sons of Anarchy.
The first thing I thought when I thought of this, remember The Warriors, the movie back from like 1979?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Where all the gangs go to New York to try and like become the big one gang?
The Furies. The Boppers. The Hi-Hats.
That's like what we had yesterday at Twin Peaks.
The Lizzies. The Turnbull ACs. The Gramercy Riffs. And these are the Warriors.
We know about the Warriors. They're a heavy outfit.
They're from Coney Island.
Right. Now apparently they're from Waco, Texas.
Waco, Texas, yeah. All right, you'll notice that I had not much to say about this because I find the whole thing, it's, I don't know if the word is daunting, upsetting, that we start every single Monday with a rehash of all of this stuff that goes on seemingly every weekend all over this country. People getting murdered, shootouts, disaster. I'm not talking about natural disasters either. I'm talking about disasters that are created by mankind. I was reading something over the weekend about human beings being spiritual bodies in a physical body, the physical body, and how our minds work, and what does this all mean? Why are there these kinds of problems?
Because of the 24-hour news cycle, Dudley.
No, these happen whether there's a 24-hour news cycle or not. They still happen. They're just getting reported.
I might add that in many places, Richie, many of the stories that we talk about are a result, direct result of that kind of stuff.
But I don't know. The top four CNN headlines.
Mm.
The biker brawl.
Yeah.
This will make you feel better, Doug.
ISIS takes Ramadi.
Yeah.
Flight engine controls possibly hacked by a passenger.
Hmm. ISIS takes Ramadi sounds like a new reality show.
It does, doesn't it?
It follows the Kardashians.
And the ice shelf is melting away. Okay, run away, be scared, put your head in the sand, we're all going to die. That's what they're all
about. Well, we are all going to die.
Well, yeah, you're right. Eventually.
No. Not me. I'm not
trying to cheer you up. Well, yeah. Except Kenny.
Ken's here forever.
That's the thing, right.
Even though Twinkies again.
In terms of I was talking to my son yesterday about the ice cap melting and global warming and what's going on and who causes it or what causes it. And that kind of thing in and of itself wrap people up in a mystery blanket. I was out in one of the fields, one of the pastures at one of the farms yesterday, and it's like middle of July.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Everything is parched. Everything's dry. The green grass. I'm looking out front here. The lilacs are past full bloom, which is right in front of me, in front of the window.
And usually this time of year, you're whining and complaining about mud and water.
And that's more April. I'd like it not to be in May. We had so much snow here, of course, that when the ground thawed, fortunately, the snow all just melted. And there's still, if you go down 3 or 4 inches in depth, there's a lot of moisture in the ground. But on the surface, where the grass is, it's very dry. And so I'm looking at the pasture, very nice and green. We haven't had rain here for weeks. And it's funny because you turn it around. When I was in California this winter, the average temperature was during the day for February and March was as much as 10 degrees warmer than it normally is. Right now, the average temperature in California is 10 degrees lower than it normally is. Kenny, what's the temperature where you are in San Diego at the moment?
62.
And what would it normal? Well, 62 is about what's normal there at this time of year, this time of the day, right?
Yeah.
But in the daytime, the kids said it hasn't been more than much low 70s. And that's
we'll
really,
be lucky to hit 70 all week this week.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So what brings that about? Why is it that there's a drought? And if you look at the history of the planet, you can go back when they take the samples of the core, they go back 5 million years or however far back. There are all kinds of anomalies that have happened like this. And that doesn't mean that it makes it easier to live in this circumstance, but that's what the reality is. So, yeah, the trains are back in service. That's something that is, I guess, good news under the circumstances. Whatever caused or created that, late in the week last week, people were talking about bullets perhaps having been fired at the trains, rocks being thrown at trains. There were four or five different trains that had the same sort of damage as the windshield of the Amtrak train that went over. That doesn't explain why it went from 60 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour before it hit the curve, but it's just so bizarre. There's so many things going on. By the way, today is the first day of the mid-year Mercury retrograde. So we have around 3 weeks of uncertainty. You're starting a new business, or you're starting something new, you're getting involved in a new relationship, or you're trying to do agreements. Good luck. But it can be used. There's a good side to it as well. It's something that gives people cause to think about a lot of the things that are going on in their lives. But you don't make any decisions. You don't make any quick. You don't start something new. You don't end something, whether it's relationships or businesses or things. This is not the time to make
for
any
how long?
Quick. It normally lasts around 3 weeks. I think it comes out. Let's see, what's today? Is the 18th. I think it comes out the 4th of June, somewhere in that vicinity. But toward the end of the first week of June, it goes away. So in the meantime, happy trails, folks. 18 after, this is a good day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobile, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time.
Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground.
Taylor Swift dominated the Billboard Music Awards with 8 wins, including Top Artist, while Kanye West was booed during his performance that closed the event.
Good.
That's what I say. Yeah. She won the Top Billboard 200 album for 1989, Top Female Artist. She
Karma, baby.
Owned the night with wins for Top Hot 100 Artist and the fan-voted Artist Achievement Award. One Direction, which recently downsized to 4 members, won the night's first award for Top Duo and Group. They also won Top Touring Artist. Iggy Azalea won Top Rap Song for Fancy as her NBA boyfriend Nick Young watched with emotion. She won Top Streaming Artist and Rap Artist as well. Sam Smith and Pharrell Williams won 3 awards, the most after Smith. So I didn't realize that that Taylor Swift had vocal surgery. She wasn't at the show.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah. Huh. All right. So you learned something here.
I did. Thank you.
Me.
Right.
All right.
That was Sam Smith that had the surgery.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, Swift. Yes, it was. Yeah. Well, Richie didn't know that either.
Yeah, so, I didn't.
All right. We're all right there. We're almost safe, Kenny. Thank you for straightening me up.
Phew.
So we need a little good times here. Some smiles. 25 after the hour from SNL. Weekend update joking. How about Jeb Bush to start off with here?
Jeb Bush said in an interview this week that, like his brother, he would have authorized the invasion of Iraq, though he wouldn't have done it for the same reason George did, to capture the genie from Aladdin.
Mm-hmm. Here's a joke about the possibility of Harriet Tubman being a new face on a $20 bill.
The group advocating replacing Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill with a woman announced that the winner of the poll for the new face of the currency is Harriet Tubman. It's a move that could have racists all over saying, can I get that in tens?
China has banned its soldiers from wearing the new Apple Watch over concerns of cybersecurity, said one Chinese soldier, but my daughter made it for me.
It was reported that a Taco Bell in Chicago may soon start selling alcohol, which is weird because usually it's alcohol that sells Taco Bell.
That's true. There you go. All right, so let's. This is the last week for David Letterman. Tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday. It's interesting because Sweeps is over on Wednesday. It's always the third Thursday in May when the Sweeps are all over. February, May, and November, when television ratings are achieved or acknowledged, and that's how the upfronts, the so-called upfronts in the advertising world, how they know how to pay or what to charge for advertising in general. So the higher the ratings, the better the charges of the networks and the television programs for the next 3 or 4 months. So here's David Letterman joking about what he's going to do in retirement.
You know Paul Newman, and you know the Paul Newman, like the Newman Zone, like yes, you get yes. like the Newman Zone, the salad dressing. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to start a line of salad dressing, and it will be just like a Paul Newman's salad dressing. But instead of the profits from my salad dressing going to charity, the way Paul Newman's profits go to charity, my profits won't.
Yeah, time to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not so sure about that. I've been thinking about what happens to the audience that he appeals to. Now it basically will go away because there's nobody, the replacement for him won't appeal to that audience, and neither does any of the other late night shows. You think it will?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. But we can agree and disagree without being disagreeable, can we? 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has stand-up talent, but can he survive the albatross of indictments from his Bridgegate scandal?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has a lot of stand-up talent. Look at his town halls. But will he be weighed down by the indictments of his staff from the Bridgegate scandal?
I think Chris Christie has had his day here. I think this is too much for him. And I'm also not as convinced that he's a strong candidate regardless. I think he's got some temperamental issues that would come out during a
campaign. What do you mean?
Campaign. I mean,
I know what you mean.
He loses his temper, and he says things and acts in a way that that presidents shouldn't and presidential candidates shouldn't. And I think that would sink him and will sink him if he stays in the race.
I look at this through the eyes of my politics. He's not as conservative as primary voters would like. Having said that, a lot of people I truly, truly admire who don't make wrong calls, and particularly in the donor class, think he's the champ, and they said just give him some room, and I don't underestimate anybody, particularly don't underestimate him.
Well, with 6 Republican debates that's now been set, he and Rubio really could stand up and stand out. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Good day, Monday, the 18th of May. Doug Steffen with Molly. Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, with an overview of what's going on. The top 10 talk topics of this past week listed at DougSteffen.com. The number one item on the list was a focus on the president and all the things that he was doing. That was not what people were reacting to. The number three story about the Amtrak train derailment, 25% of you thought that was the number one story for you. 19% the people running for president. As more and more and more of that conversation, the rest of them were not really heavily hit by most of you. I think it's kind of interesting on the Republican side how many of these guys and gals, does that sound too familiar? The guys and gals who are running, how many, they're all trying to find the best way they can to distance themselves from the Iraq war. Mrs. Clinton voted for it, and she'll be the first to tell you it was a mistake. How many of those people who are running who were in the Senate at that time or Congress, they'll all tell you there's not one person, and that's with good reason, because that war was so unpopular, it was so badly handled, it ought not to have been waged, and that's what people will tell you. And so they don't want anybody. And that's why Jeb Bush sounded and floundered as much. He just sounded, he didn't sound presidential. He didn't feel like a leader.
Well, he gave four different answers to the same question over the matter of, a week?
Yeah. Right. Even less than that, I think, in terms of...
It was like 4 days.
Right.
A different question or a different answer to the same question every day.
Yep. All right, so that's how...
Why is the question even asked?
Well, because it's a way for the Democrats to try to hang something on the Republicans to make it look bad.
Well,
so,
it's because
they can't
Bush.
But they can't really because Hillary voted for the war. So they really need to stay away from it.
True.
Well, but the question is, they didn't know then when they voted for it, supposedly... What we know now.
Oh, baloney.
I voted against it before I voted for it.
Yeah.
And then
I voted for the bill, but I didn't read it. I'll vote for it, and then we'll figure out how to fix it afterwards. It's the same kind of thinking.
Well, how did they not know when so many people knew there was no connection between Iraq and 9/11? But it was sold that way.
We go back to that period of time, and you can go back to earlier times, when the military-industrial complex had so much force, had so much influence on what's going on in the system, and that's where you look at who got what contributions from whom in terms of their reelection campaign. The military-industrial complex continues to have way too much sway on pretty much all day-to-day living, in a sense, when it comes to Washington and spending and why we are involved in these things that we're involved in. It is lunacy, sheer lunacy, which reminds me, I think today is the new moon, in addition to being the first day of Mercury being retrograde. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see Marco Rubio on with Chris Wallace on Fox yesterday?
What did he say?
Rubio is usually so well-spoken, and he would not answer the question about whether he thought going into Iraq was a mistake. And he was just, it was babbling, it was embarrassing.
Why? Why would anybody think that was good? And Wallace kept asking.
Chris Wallace wouldn't, he wouldn't, he said, I just want to know, do you think, and he's saying, well, you know what we knew then, and when, you know,
it's an easy question to answer.
And he just kept saying, I understand that, do you think it was a mistake?
Just goes to show you how.
Well, that's not the question that somebody else asked, and he says, I know, I'm asking you. And it was just, embarrassing.
It just goes to show you how scripted these guys are.
Yeah.
They have gone through, they've got their platform, and they've got their answers to every single situation.
Rehearsed, all rehearsed.
That can come up, and when it goes off the script, boom, now what?
Yeah, right. All right, 888-302-3684. The email address is to Ken or Doug or Molly or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So I was going through the poll for the weekend as far as the top topics. Kenny, what do we have that rolled in from the weekend on social media?
Lots of comments about some of the breaking stories on ISIS, on the presidential race, on Amtrak, on George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, he apologized. Why would you apologize? What you have to apologize for is that you didn't tell people or you weren't up front.
That's what he apologized for.
I thought he apologized for giving.
No. He apologized for not disclosing to everyone he should have disclosed to. And I think he apologized 3 or 4 times.
Is that enough? We buy it and move on?
I kind of know his background, so I'm really not terribly surprised at the situation.
Well, everybody should know. I mean, who doesn't remember that he was one of the one of the keys to the Clinton victory? He and
someone who's 25 years old,
Didi.
Yeah.
But he and Didi were the guys who were at the beginning of getting people that age. He was very smart. He is very smart and affable, and he was very dedicated to Clinton, and Clinton knew it. And they used he and Didi Myers for that whole that there was really no impact from social media at that point in time, but there was a corralling of people, younger people, and how you got to younger people to get them to vote. As I remember, it was one of the first elections where, in my lifetime, where there was really a focus on getting younger people out to vote. And that's why Clinton won. Clinton didn't win because he did so well with the older. The older voters tend to sway to the Republican side. And so if you're going to win and you're a Democrat, you got to get minorities, you got to get the unions, and you got to get young people. And that was what Dede Meyers and Stephanopoulos did. They went out and worked the younger crowds to get them to vote and knew how to do it using the media. They're very good. Both of them very good media people. Remember,
I played the saxophone with Wayfarers on. I wear boxers.
Yeah.
And I didn't inhale.
Right. There you go. That's it. That's the message. So, all right. What else, Kenny?
Well, those are the big topics that most of the comments are about in the Waco thing, too.
Yeah.
The shooting.
All right. So you want there's a story, Molly, here about this airliner where there was somebody on. Was this guy actually on the plane that commandeered it?
He was. He was on a plane. A computer security expert is what he is referred to. And he hacked into the plane's flight entertainment system and made it fly sideways by telling one of the engines to go into climb mode. His name's Chris Roberts of One World Labs in Denver, and he was flying on the plane at the time when he made it turn sideways. That's what, according to the FBI search warrant that was filed in April. And he said...
So he was on the watch list?
Yeah. They kind of knew about him, and they had talked to him about things before. He told the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you hate the word they.
Well, but the FBI had an interest in this because he might have been someone that was linked to terror. Why would they? This guy had no terrorism connection. He just
Go ahead, Kenny.
He had tweeted before that he could take over a plane, that he could hack take over a plane. That's why they were keeping an eye on him.
He's also tweeted that he's been told not to say much by the FBI, which would seem to make sense. Can you imagine what happens now to all these devices? You will not be able to use any devices in a plane. They'll watch what happens this week after this incident. He had a computer. How many people use computers in the Wi-Fi mode on an airplane? Who even would have thought in their wildest dreams that someone would be able to take an aircraft and do something
with
it?
Where the hell is the entertainment system connected to the flight control system?
Well, there's probably a way of getting through it.
Why would there be anywhere on that airplane a connection between the two? Mm. It should be two totally separate entities.
You got me hanging out.
I have a friend who installs government computer systems, and the one that reaches to the public is not allowed to be in any way connected to the one that's in-house with all of the top secret stuff on it. You would think on an airplane firing at 500 miles an hour at 35,000 feet, you might do that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm betting there's going to be a whole change. The next time I get on an airplane, which is 2 days from now, no, it's tomorrow on a plane, it'll be interesting to see, because most of the newer planes and most of the airlines have in them a system either on the back of the seat, or in the case of American, when you're sitting up front, they give you a box. What I used to call that by the entertainment box. And you can now, whether that's the mechanism, I wasn't sure, Kenny, or Molly, from looking at this, whether he hacked into the entertainment system. Does that mean he hacked into something that was part of his computer that he could access using Wi-Fi? Or was that the actual little doohickey that's on the back of the seat? Which one? You wouldn't be able to hack into that because there's no access to it. It would seem to me that this would be something that you'd have access to using Wi-Fi in the airplane.
He
right?
hacked into the in-flight entertainment system made by Thales or Thales and Panasonic.
But it was in the seat?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, this is what he told them, that he hacked into the in-flight entertainment centers on Boeing's 737, 757, Airbus A320, 15 to 20 times. The warrant describes how Roberts would wiggle and squeeze the seat electronic box under his seat. which connected to the plane's in-flight entertainment system, and then he would connect it to his computer with a cable.
Right, so he was messing around with stuff under the seat. It wasn't like the average person would even be thinking about this, but that it only takes one person. Now that that's been, now that we've heard that.
He said he did it because he wanted them to fix it.
Right, he wants to improve aircraft security, so he says.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, this guy didn't have to come out and say anything. He could have sold it to somebody.
Yeah, so he's a good guy.
And, right, right.
Yeah, so, but was he arrested? What's his status with the FBI? Is a person on the watch list?
They've seized his computers.
Yeah.
All the stories I've read on this, I've read three stories on it, and I've not seen anything that says whether he is actually under arrest.
So the way to fix this, is to put covers on the bottoms of seats. And then you can't get at it. That's the way to fix it. If somebody's
done and done.
Right. But it'll cost money, and these guys are too busy making their billions to invest in that, but there's somebody going to tell them to do it. And that, then that'll take care of that. Because without the entertainment, it's go back to the old days of having to entertain yourself by actually reading something on a plane. 15 before the hour. Speaking of reading things, I have been reading up on super beats. There's a lot of information in this book which you can get. The instructions as to how to harness the power of beets to transform your health. The doctors who put this all together have actually authored this book about the miracle molecules that you have in nitrates, nitric oxide, that sort of thing, that builds your body. Take beetroot nitrate. It is the benefit of beets that you get when you have a glass every morning or any time during the day that you want to pick me up, because that's what this does. This is a safe, all-natural way to keep your blood pressure where it is if it's good and bring it down if it's not so good, because it opens up your arteries, relaxes them, so that healthy blood pressure levels are maintained. You will love that you're doing something healthy for your heart, your circulation, your blood pressure. It gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body, your organs. It's just superlative. It's a superb way to feel better and be better. Regular beets, not so much. Have beets in your beet salad. Probably going to do the same thing to you as what's in super beets because it's so concentrated. A teaspoon is basically the equivalent of three beets. And with all of that, you are making big inroads into the secret of your body. Make it work better. Call 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you'd like. Either of those two ways of getting a supply of super beats. You'll take them every single day. You'll feel the energy in 20 minutes, and you'll want more. Comes with a free 30-day supply with your regular order. Get this book as part of it and free shipping when you call 800-655-4183 or you go to DougLikesBeats.com. If you're going to call them at 800-655-4183, make sure you mention my name so that you get all of the goodies that you're entitled to. It is, even if you didn't get the goodies, you're getting the goods in Super Beats to make you, with a natural dietary effect, much healthier, much stronger, much more attentive to what's going on in your life, in your work. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, so the big discussions in Boston, where I am this weekend, were the train, Brady, and Tsarnaev. And we've heard plenty about the train, we've heard plenty about Brady, and I guess at this point in time you'd be happy to know that Tsarnaev, if you've been under a rock for the last 3 or 4 days, got the death penalty for the marathon bombing, and so he'll stay healthy and alive for at least another 20 years while they go through the appeals process and all this other stuff.
Unless they put him in Gen Pop in the prison and then he's toast.
Yeah, they'll take care of him.
I was a little shocked that the Bostonians gave out the death penalty, though.
Nah, enough of this. There's so much hatred for this guy.
Yeah.
It's almost together. You have to do that to keep everybody sort of calm, cool, and collected, if you know what I mean. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We have with us, when I say we, I include Kenny and Richie and Molly and you for Tech Talk Time with Greg Stephan, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. One of the things that is very much on everybody's mind, we've been discussing is the hacking of this plane. So we're going to dig into that with Greg and his expertise up next here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable. And a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof. From hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pennants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
All right, Greg Stebbins is here with us on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine. The buzz today is the hacker who hacked into the computer system. As near as you can tell by reading some of the conventional news stories, Greg, he got a hold of some wires that were under the seat that connected to the in-flight entertainment system. Yeah. And so now gives people cause to think, if he can do it, can I do it? Or can some, more importantly, terrorist do it? He says he did it because he wanted to help. And take him at his word. It's helpful. It may be a little worrying at the beginning. What really did go on from what you understand?
Well, what's interesting here, Doug, is that there's a lot of he said here, sort of like he said, she said. Right. I mean, he has actually said that he has not actually taken control of a flight in flight, but has done it in a simulation environment. I guess it's the FAA says that he has taken control of a flight in flight. And the latest news out of this morning is that he feels he has been taken completely out of context to enable the feds to get a search warrant. So I think there's a couple of topics here. One is a perhaps misuse of power on the part of the feds. Hmm. Another is a perhaps misuse of power by a hacker.
Yeah.
But there is a tradition in the computing world of what's called white hats. White hats are people that expose things because they're doing it for the purpose of calling attention to it so that it will get fixed.
Yeah.
And Chris Roberts' history is that he is a white hat, not a black hat.
Right.
But it does signal to the bad guys, which are called black hats. It's going back to old cowboy movies. It does potentially tell the bad guys, hey, this is here and this is possible, and that's a bad thing. I mean, it ends up leaving a big security hole.
Well, it's like Edward Snowden, in a manner of speaking. I think he's a white hat. A lot of people don't agree with me on that, in that he made sure that we knew what was going on in a world that we knew nothing about beforehand. And this may be the same sort of thing. So understanding technologically how you could get into the flight control of a plane using the entertainment system is what fascinates
me. Well, right. I mean, that is... So there's a lot of denial that it can be done at all. The feds have said that they looked under his seat on a flight and saw that the box had been tampered with.
Yeah.
His response to that was, well, you know, people are shoving their bags under there all the time. Did you look at all the rest of the boxes on the plane? Did any others suffer similar damage? So he is basically denying this. And I think the bigger issue is, could a plane be hacked, not did he hack a plane? And I think they really, if you don't separate the two issues, then Chris Roberts and what he did becomes the red herring instead of the bigger issue is, are airlines flying planes that may be potentially unsafe?
Well, then you get at, how do you fix it? Do you cover up all the seats underneath the seats, make sure there's no wires exposed?
Do you take away the Wi-Fi so people can't access
the
internet?
Well, that's the other thing. Is it through the Wi-Fi that he did this? That's what I was trying to figure out. The Wi-Fi doesn't run well. That's not. It depends on the entertainment system in the airline.
Presumably,
the ones that are in. For I ride on American, and they don't have access to on-ground material, but JetBlue does. And so there are, you know, which system is it?
Well, and all of that just leads to, in a world where it's very complicated between airlines.
Yeah.
It's more complicated to fix.
Yeah. All right, well, so what have we created here? We've created yet another monster in the name of technology and advancing. Thank you, Greg. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.